This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Hope you enjoyed this podcast of the Zioli Show. And if you did, please rate it on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Thanks a lot.
The Rich Zioli Show podcast.
Over at Reason.com, Eric Beam has a piece that the Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl, but they'll lose on tax day. This is fascinating. I mean, look, you can say I don't feel sorry for these guys. They get paid a lot of money, but regardless, it's interesting how this is going to work out for them. They played the game in Minnesota, so they get a $112,000 bonus to each player on the winning team. So each Eagle gets a $112,000 bonus for winning the Super Bowl. And so each of the losers, the New England Patriots, each loser gets $56,000 paid to their loserness. They each get 56 grand for losing. Pretty good. Now that will be taxable in Minnesota, which has some of the highest personal income tax rates in the country. Each member of the Eagles will end up paying about $7,200 of their Super Bowl bonus to the state of Minnesota. That comes on top of the estimated $23,500 federal tax hit for each winning player's shares. And that's just the start of it. In Minnesota, they have what's called a jock tax. They impose that on athletes who visit the state for practices and games. Income earned during the days leading up to Sunday's big game will be taxed at the state's top marginal rate of 9.85%. Only California has a higher jock tax, and even states with no personal income taxes like Texas and Florida, both frequent Super Bowl hosts, still hit up professional athletes, coaches, and team staff with special taxes. Robert Rayola, chief of the sports and entertainment group at PKF O'Connor Davies, a New York-based accounting firm, tells Philly.com that most players on the two teams would have spent about a week in Minnesota during the lead-up to the Super Bowl. That works out to be about 3% of their total working time for the year. And their tax bills will vary depending on how much they earn during the season. He told Time that Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, who earned $15 million in salary this year, could end up owing Minnesota roughly $43,000. While stars like Brady can make tens of millions of dollars annually in salary alone, and yet more in paid endorsements, the average NFL player makes $1.9 million. That works out to be about $3,300 in state taxes owed simply for spending a week in Minnesota. And of course, those players still owe taxes in Massachusetts and Pennsylvania, along with every other state where they played a road game during the season. Tennessee is the only state without a jock tax. Now, again, you may find it, you know, it's, who cares? I don't feel bad for them. They're rich people. You may have that sense. Of course, you could argue that anytime people have to pay lots and lots of taxes, it's a dumb move because they won't be spending that money. But either way, I just thought it was interesting to find out that they have these jock taxes, something I will never have to worry about in my lifetime. One of the tax specialists said, you know, the problem I have is visiting athletes are not receiving benefits that other people in the state receive who are paying the tax. It's unfair that the athletes get singled out. Of course, the teams have to pay for security and things like that when they play there, as does the NFL. Chris Stevens, a law clerk with the D.C.-based Tax Foundation, writes that states like to tax visiting pro athletes because they are perceived to be easy targets for taxation. The schedules are published in advance. Some have very high incomes, and as non-residents, they cannot vote to voice their displeasure with the tax. While some teams in low-tax states can use their location to attract highly sought-after free agents, players and team staff have no choice about where they play road games, and no one is going to turn down an opportunity to play in the Super Bowl because of the potential for a multi-thousand-dollar tax hit. But I thought that was interesting to share with you. Here's interesting, too. He mentions California in that piece. California has a higher jock tax. California, of course, being one of the nuttiest states. However, a ruling by a judge in California is very interesting. First of all, there are two big decisions today in the realm of freedom that I wanted to share with you. And, you know, I'm just thinking, too, in terms of the parade. Everybody who comes to the parade in Philadelphia, if you're buying soda, you'll be paying the Philadelphia soda tax. Of course, I think many people will be buying booze, which then you'll be paying the Philadelphia liquor by the drink tax. But either way, there'll be lots and lots of taxes. Well, today there was a very important court decision that was made regarding speed cameras in another state where they said they're unconstitutional, which I thought was fascinating. And then in California, they ruled in favor of a baker who refused to design a wedding cake for a gay couple, saying that the baker does not have to engage in speech that would violate her beliefs. This is a county judge in California. Now, if you remember, I went to Denver because I wanted to support the Masterpiece Cake Shop Bakery, their case, which was heard before the Supreme Court and has not been ruled on yet. But it's the same issue. This judge in this case in California, who has made the ruling, said, for this court to force such compliance would do violence to the essentials of free speech guaranteed under the First Amendment. The judge said that the issue here is that the cake was being requested by the couple. There was a custom job not regularly sold by the bakery. Another way to look at this would be if a Eagles fan walked into a New England bakery today and wanted a Patriots suck cake, and they said, I'm not making your cake. Get out of my store. I hate you and I hate your Eagles. And then turned around and said, you have to bake my cake. I'm forcing you to bake my cake. You can't discriminate against me because I'm an Eagles fan. And then they would say, yes, I can, because it's free speech. I will not engage in making your message because it violates my core beliefs. Because I would walk in there and say, I want a Tom Brady catches like a girl cake. Although girls catch a lot better than Tom Brady. Tom Brady catches like a girl whose hands are tied up behind her back cake is what I would want my cake to say. And I would fully expect the bakery would tell me to get out. But that's okay, because I would respect their free speech rights to not have to engage in creating a message on a cake that violates their conscience, either their religious or political beliefs. Artistic expression, in other words. The judge says a wedding cake is not just a wedding cake in free speech analysis. It is an artistic expression by the person making it that is to be used traditionally as a centerpiece in the celebration of marriage that could not be greater form of expressive conduct. Expressive conduct. So the judge also said that the couple can go to a competitor to get their cake. They said, furthermore, here the state minimizes the fact that that there has been provided for an alternative means for potential customers to receive the product they desire through the services of another talent. We feel they will suffer indignity from the choice that is not sufficient to deny constitutional protection of freedom of speech. So there you go. I mean, this is a great point, because, again, it's just a matter of not discriminating against speech you disagree with. It's about violating your beliefs with speech, which there's a lot of that post Super Bowl, as you can imagine. For example, comedians have been having lots and lots of fun making fun of Philadelphia, and the Washington Post was making fun of us yesterday, and they all had lots and lots of joy making fun of Philadelphia fans and saying nasty things about us. And I imagine there'll be lots of freedom of speech that will be expressed tomorrow along, or Thursday, along the parade route. I imagine there'll be lots of freedom of speech expressed along the parade route. But it is a central and fundamental principle. So you could decide not to feel sorry for athletes who are high taxed. You can decide you don't really care about that. But I did think that was interesting. I also thought it was interesting that when you're dealing with issues of the Super Bowl and freedom of speech, there are a number of ads that came out the other night, which people have been very upset by. As you can imagine, I mentioned to you yesterday, one of those ads that people were upset by was, well, that's a company that I use, and I think they're terrific. They're WeatherTech. They make those mats. They make great mats that go in your car, and then if you spill something on them, it doesn't stain or anything. You wash them. I have them because if you got kids, you don't want to worry about kids, you know, spilling stuff and then it ruins the fabric in the car or anything like that. So you get WeatherTech. And so WeatherTech puts out this ad where they say, made in the USA, we're going to now have this ad that's going to celebrate America. And we're going to say we built our factory in the United States of America. Well, they've now had to come out and issue, of course, a statement, because so many people are triggered by this, saying, you know what? We don't mean to be provocative. Our spot doesn't have dogs, models, stunts, or jokes, no voiceover. We just have a 30-second ad showing the construction workers building the walls of the company's newest facility in Illinois beneath a billowing American flag. And so the CEO said, it's an unconventional ad. We're building a new factory in America. We want people to see it. But then people said, yeah, but you're building a wall. You're building a wall. You can't do that. You can't do that. Tying building a wall for a factory that will employ fellow Americans. And well, the CEO said, if you try to tie that to a proposed wall on the southern border with Mexico, it's ridiculous. But isn't it amazing the CEO had actually come out and say that? He had to come out and say, because there's already boycotts of WeatherTech that have come out. Boycotts of WeatherTech that have said, yeah, in your ad, you put this up and we know what you're saying. We know what you're saying. You're anti-immigrant. You built the wall. That's the first thing you see in the ad. We got a big wall going up. And so the CEO actually had to come out and say, aren't we supposed to put America first and put our own citizens first? If my neighbor doesn't have a job, then soon I won't have a job. He says, I'm not trying to be anti-immigrant. But, you know, he also talks about other companies who have been bashing WeatherTech. And the CEO said, when you displace that factory and put in a country far, far away, those jobs disappear. All to save 50 cents on a tape measure or something else made overseas. When factories get to disregard wage standards and living standards, pollution and safety standards, of course they can make things for less money. But who wants to support a factory that's polluting the air, the water, and the land? So WeatherTech put this out, 27 years old, continuing to grow, and they've now had to, they didn't apologize. Don't get me wrong. They didn't apologize for their ad. They just had to come out and say, why do we have to make the assumption that because we're showing building a factory, that means we're anti-immigrant? But you see what happens when the snowflakes get their way. 855-839-1210, pound 1210 on a cell, and cbsphilly.com/rich.
Rich Cioli, 3 to 6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.